We are on Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis, and just let us refresh our memory. Let us just quickly go over what happened on Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph, four lines from the bottom. Ahu gavre da agdish ba avne de kuchle. Someone was mekadish anisha ba avne de kuchle. Yosef Rav Chizde v'kameshayle iyisbei shove pruta in v'iloiloi. So Rav Chizde was Meshaya, this shiur for all practical purposes took place 5 weeks after it was given to the Yishe, and he was then being Meshaya, if it has now a shove pruta. So then either we'll say Al Tzchazoka Dehashta, Al Tzchazoka Demikore, that it was then also worth a Shava Pruta. Be Loi Loi, and if it now does not have a Shava Pruta, so I'll assume that 5 weeks ago it also wasn't worth a Shava Pruta. So the Gemara asks, Vi Lespe Shava Pruta Loi, for Omar Shmuel Chayshina, Shmuel holds Chayshina. So, what difference does it make that it was worth here a poches mishava pluta? But Shmuel said we have to be chayish. Maybe in Modai it's worth a pluta. So the shume of Rav Chizde will not in any way take away this chshash. So the Gemara answers Rav Chizde loisove lei de Shmuel. Rav Chizde does not hold this chshash of Shmuel. And you just have to know what it was worth here 5 weeks ago, and that'll be mevarer. If it's now worth poches mishava putes, I assume 5 weeks ago also is worth poches mishava putes. So she's married to the brother of the first chosn, the way Taisvah says. If it was worth a pruta, so she's married to the one who gave her a pruta. Amro lei imei. I think the Yavetz wants to be geiris ima, the mother of the kala who accepted the money. Bahu yaime de kitcha ave bei shava pruta. So she told him that. You're making cheshbonis with lamdas 5 weeks later, and with lamdas we're figuring out what it was worth then. Let me tell you, b'metzias, I know, let me tell you, then it was worth a shava pluta. So Mamela, so she's married to the one who gave her the avne de kuchle. Omar lo, lav kol keminoch, da osros lo abasra. Says you don't have any mnemonis to say such a statement. Either it's a dechot keneged ischazik, or it's a dovah shebe'erve. You don't have any mnemonis. So memele, so you're command the lesser. So now we don't have any birul. We don't have any birul what it was then. So forget, we'll be mevara with the shume. From today's value, be mevara what it was worth 5 weeks ago. And then Rav Chizde gave a dimyan, a similar case. Lav hainu the Yehudis devisu the Rav Chiye. There was a maise with Yehudis, the wife of Rav Chiye. The havius lo tzar leide. She had difficulties in leide. She had two sets of twins. Omrolei, so she came to her husband, to Rav Chiye, and she told him, Omroli aim, my mother told me, Kibol bich ovuch kedushi kizutris. No, my mother told me now that my father was mekabel kedushin for me before I got married to you. She just told me this now. So in other words, I'm not married to you. I'm an Eishes Ish. But that's what my mother told me. Amalo, lav kol kimino de imach, de osras lich ilavoi. He says, you're becheskes ishti, now your mother's coming to say that you never were my wife. That's what, so either say dechet kineget chazoke, or it's dobe shebe elve. So memelech, I mean, you can be a very elech yidinet, mistamim. The mother of Yehudas wasn't Elohi Yidinit. It was God coincidental that would come out the Taivasa if she, since she had difficulties in having children, but Al Kaponim, there's no nemonis. She loved Hainu the Yehudas. Rav Chisda Kamala. Rav Chisda told it over either to Yima, to Imei, Tzaleide, Shaisa Yeledes Tumim. She was having twins, the Omar Mar, Yehuda Becheskiye, Ochi, their brothers. Azi Vitovi, Achvose. Kibo Bech Ovuch Kiddushe Me Ish Acha. Bu Baal Ze Osoloch. And then the Rabchi is also to you. So that didn't daunt Rabchi's the least taste. He brought a raya from this Maise, from Rabchi. Amru lei rabbona le Rav Chisda. So it seems Rav Chisda was shom, he was mishaya, the value of this avne de kuchle, and it came out was worth less than a shava pruta. So he's paskin, she's married to the second one who gave her a pruta. Amru lei rabbona le Rav Chisda. How could you be matter her to the second one? For ike sadi be idiots the yodi the bahu yoyma havi be shavaputa. That means, so we'll see in Taisus explains, there was a kail, people are talking. There were people here, two Edim, nothing but an Edecha, the two Edim who live in idiots. 5 weeks ago they were by us. And people are talking, these people are saying that it was worth a shava pruta. They are two Edom, they're not here now. We have. But how could you be matter this woman to her brother, because of the shumet of today, that it's worth a shava pruta? But there are two Edom that say that 5 weeks ago it was worth a pruta. So Rav Chisda said, "Hashte miya lesnu kamon." I mean, people say they are Edim. I don't see them. They're not in front of us. They don't have to be chayish for a kol. Tamuzayakol. I would have to be chayish. Lav hayne de Rav Chanine, the Omer Rav Chanine. Eideha b'tzad estan v'teyoser. Rav Chanine said, "By we'll see soon the case in Rashi." And then there was a maise who wanted to assel the bonais of Shmuel because there was a kol that is eidim that were saying they knew they were shvuyais. So Rab Chanina said there's eidim and yenei kvel. People say there's eidim yenei kvel, so you should assel a woman because of that. When I'll see them, then I'll reckon with them. But kozman, they're not in front of me. I don't have to be chayish for this kol. Let us see Rashi. Beidis shame mocking. Va'osei hayoyim ayu bekan. The day that this woman got married, they were here. Ba'olchu lahem, and they are saying that it was worth a shava pruta. The Rabbi Chanina, so he says, no, we have a similar mice with Rabbi Chanina b'ksubitz gabi b'nosei de Shmuel. The daughters of Shmuel, the ishtavya, they were captured. No, a shvuyah is also lekoya. Vaisinu lebei midrashe, the Rabbi Chanina. They brought them to the base medrash of Rabbi Chanina. Vukminu leshvuyayu avroi, and they told the shavoim to stand outside. Don't come in. If you come in, then we'll see that we're shavoim from you. So it's finished. We have you stand outside. Ha amra. So now the two daughters of Shmuel came in. She comes into Bezen, to Rab Chanina, you know, I was nishbeisi, ta'irani, but they weren't metamami. The chenidach, bitiram lekuda. Fine, they were not nishbeisi, ta'irani, a peshosa, shlema. Va'omru leila Rab Chanine, so there were people in the bezden of Rab Chanine, ha'ike sadi b'mdines hayom shero oison shenishbu. There's a girl that is Eidim in Medina Siyom that know that these women were Shvuyes. From a male, Rusnan, im yesh Eidim shenishbis v'yem eres teirani ein in emenis. She's only Neman if the whole idea of the Shvuyah comes through her and she says, nishbis yitoirani, so we have a klal, a peshos, a peshit. But, the Weltret, that is Eidim, in Medina Sayyam, who are aware that these daughters were Shvuyeh. So the male said, there's no Pesha Osa. So he answered, V'omaluhu, hashtami elesnai, they're not here now. V'ainu mi'idin al Shvuyos. I don't have Edom, what you're telling me, there's Edom. They're not, I don't see them, they're not in front of me. So the male, they're not tirem. All I have is a pesha osa from these women. These eidim are not in front of me. So memela, I don't have to be chayish for them. Eid, eidero b'tzad estan, ruach tzefoynis. There's eidim in the north. Ve'einam boim emi'idim, b'tei osa, b'tmiyah. So Rav Chisdi said, it's very interesting. I mean, whenever they wanted to slug him up. He brought a raisa, maisa rab. You're telling me that the mother says, no, what was the maisa with Yehudis to be so the Rab Chiya? You're telling me, Eidim? No, Rab Chanin. I mean, all these things, it's, he came with a mesaira that, you don't want to be chayish. Abaye v'rove loisvirulu lohoda Rab Chizde. Abaye v'rove loisvirulu lohoda Rab Chizde. They disagreed with Rav Chisda in this psak. You're bringing a raya from Rav Chanina in Mekilu b'Shvuya the Menavlo Navsha Gabi Shavoi Mekil b'Eishes Ish. I mean, a Shvuya, the whole shash that he was that the Shavoi was Ma'anis is not such a big shash because Menavlo Navsha. I mean, in order for him to want to be ma'anis her, he has to have a cheshik and a rotzen, and menavlo nafsha, psanisha can make herself a menuvelis, and he won't have this rotzen to be ma'anis her. So memele, so the whole chash tume is doch a weiter chash. So memele, we were makel if the Edom are not here, even though there's a girl that there are Edom. But makel be'ishas ish. I mean, it's over there. I feel we will accept the fact that there are Edom as Ednish kefellas. I feel that. So what? So who says that she's also lekuna? I don't have. So if the Edom are here, me'mel. If I don't have Edom, and I feel and there's a swam and avla nafshus, it can be makel. Ashenkin over here is a shayla veishasish. It's a shayla of the rice over here. It's, I mean, if I'll be chayish that there's Edom, so she's an eishasish. So the Gemara relates ishtoa mehu mishpoche besure. Avlom Eiser, Rav Chisda was mater, and she got married to the second one, and they had kindalach. Uposhu rabbonu mino. This mishpoche, the rabbonim did not want to be mishadach with them. Didn't want to rely on Rav Chisda's heter. The lav mishum the svirlo deshmu, al mishum the svirlo kabaye v'rov. He says the rabbonim b'shaitom did not want to be mishadach themselves with this mishpoche, not because they hold like shmu. That means if you hold like shmu, so the whole Rav Chisda is worthless because we're chayy shem shabaputa b'modai. Not because they don't hold like Shmuel. This chash of Edim be'idias, that they were chayish takadis, the pearls is Edim that are being made, that are made, that it was worth a pute. They were chayish for this curl. Let us see Rashi. Lo yisviru lu hoda rav chizda la tire, bishum de'ike sadi be'idias. Ma'i mishpocho, shenise is la'acha, v'yodoloi. The love mishum de svirlu de shmuel lemeche shema shava pruta bemodai. The mishum de svirlu de baivarov, kim dike sadi bidi is loy mekelinim bo. Now, just for 1 minute, let us see this agirsis agro. Love mishum de svirlu hu de shmuel, zuk de goin, the love mishum de shmuel kain tzorech lema. So what is the goin saying over here? So the Goyin is saying as follows. It's brought down in Shulchan Aruch, the Shittas HaRemah. But let us go one step back. We had learned yesterday two Mahalchim in Shmuel. The Shittas HaRambam, the Rambam holds that if it's a Shava Pruta B'Modai, so she's Mekodeshes. It's worth some place in the Modai. And the Ran brought down another Shita, Shita Santosis, I think this is Shita Sarosh. No, Ein Lech Ela Mekayimai V'Shatai. Ein Lech Ela Mekayimai V'Shatai. So you don't... if here it's worth less than a Pruta, the Gateman is shown that in Modai it's worth a Pruta. I said, what's the whole Shmuel? The Shmuel is a Psagzeire, maybe someone from Modai will be here and they'll see that the someone's Mekadosh B'Tamre and it's no Kiddushin, so I'll say the same thing in Modai and there it is Kiddushin. Nothing is a Gzeire Darabon. So we have two Mahalchim in Shmuel. Fine. Shtein Rema, what is the Haloche if the Rama holds like the Rosh in Taisus, it's a Rabbonim. So you're not allowed to get married. I mean, Chazal asked to get married. Shemesh have a Pruta b'Modai, be a Kilkel and Dos, so you're not permitted to get married. What happens if she got married and she had kids? Oh, it's kosher kids? I mean, because there's nothing, this, this whole, we made a Gzeirah, she shouldn't. We need a get from the husband because a kilkel might come out. Amen. Between you and me, ain't the chama came with a she's not married, that's for sure. So if someone marries her, the children are kosher children. That exists. She shouldn't get married. She was over the exactly, we won't pass all the children. That's the shita sarama. According to the Rambam, if according to the Rambam learns pshat and shmul, so it's maybe, I mean, if in Modai it's worth a Sheva Pruta, so she's married. She's married min HaTorah. According to the Rambam, the children will be Safek Mamzerim. So the Goyin says in Shulchan Aruch, the Girsa that we have in our Gemara, Lav Mishum Desvir Elohu Deshmu, that means according to the Rambam, the children would be possible according to Shmuel because the Safek Mamzerim. So the Girsa that we have is very good according to the Rambam. But according to the Rema, it's a Sheklech Girsa over here. According to Shmuel, the children would be possible. So that's why the Goyin wants to be good. The love Mishum the Shmuel. Not because of Shmuel, because Shmuel wouldn't possible the kids. That's not love Mishum the Shmuel. Because Shmuel doesn't apply over here. Shmuel's only alachatchila dikyadin, not to get married, not to be able to get married without a get. That's the whole Shmuel. But it's the Zicha would never pass all the children. So the law mishum the Shmuel not tabay berob. Let us see Taisus. Aika sadi beuris. Achi goris Rabbi Netan. By us it says idis, and Rabbi Netan was goris uris. Vaseifrem tov ben idis lo uris. The Uris, what's Uris? Who Meirev? There's Edom and Meirev. We'll see soon that Chizda was in Bavel. They told them there's Edom and Eretz Yisrael. Kmoi Uriya bePerik laYachper gabi Shchina bMeirev. There the Gemara says Shchina is bMeirev. My Uriya Avirka. Like my Shabesh beKuntres Uriya Mizrach Avir Shalpnei Shchina. Now Uriya means Meirev. So Vahasht Osi Shaper. The Bnei Bavul haYoimre meIke Sadi Buis Klaime Beretz Yisrael. Show Meirev. There's Edom in Eretz Yisrael. Kedemrinen bMarava Omri. So Fakert, it's very good, like this was speaking about Psalmokim, which who knows about. Fakert, like this is very good, and Meirev the Zayden, now she saw the Zayden. The Rab Chanine, now the Maisa with Rab Chanine, with the Bnei Shmuel, Rab Chanine was in Eretz Yisrael. Mibnei Eretz Yisrael. He says, you're telling me there's Edom and Bavel that she was a Shvuyim. She betzofen, the Estan who tzofen, kedemrinin, shmeitze, boitzluse, kiyoyme de istene. That you have to be a clear day, it shouldn't be rainy. The ruach tzfeinis meinas es akshamim. The ruach tzfeinis prevents kshamim, k'da omar mitzafoin zoav yoso tagume mitzvoine istene yosi. So there it means the lumpshat there on that posik that the sun shines, that's why zoav yoso, it's very shiny and sunny because the ruach tzvoinis is blowing, so that makes that it shouldn't rain. Vaike sadi buris. So they came to Rav Chizda, and they told them this Edom Be'uris in Eretz Yisrael. Ein leforish the nechish l'shema ikasadi. Not the kash was let. Maybe there's Edom. Dem kein ein ledover soif. That means if you could be chayish, maybe there's Edom. The loyla mikala mechish. So mamela also all the psokim that we have, all the anhogis that we have, but maybe there's Edom. So that's the shailas, are we chayish for this coil? So he said, you're not chayish v'kel. You see, Rab Chanina, ma yisarav? Edom b'tzadestan v'tayosa. So Abaye v'rove said, it's not tzushta to Rab Chanina. Mikalnu v'shvuya isvorim, and that's our girsa, shekosu v'mishim d'minavlo nafsho. So memeila, so afilo she was a shvuya, it's also mistava that she's not a zayna. Nekel beishas ish. V'yesh meforshim, im ikalnu b'shvuye, a different chesm, I'm shum da fila ike sadi shen nishbis, mikomakul ahir yoyde mit nitmeis, im keineina asura min ha-teure. That means that fila, we will assume that there are eidim, but the eidim are only saying nishbis. So, ishtel ha cheskes kashre, so she's not osa min ha-teure. Neko beishe sich, die kesadi da is de avne de kuchle, is beisha ve brute, avi eishe sich gemurre, she's an eishe sich. Im kein ein dinu she nekel ala. Vi yeish me forshe. Others say a third pshat. A third pshat that by shvuya, we don't have to be chayish for the koil. In here, by Eishes Ish, we do have to be chayish for the koil. V'yesh meforshim im ikalnu b'shvuya mishum deleka le'isa lav d'zoyne nekel b'Eishes Ish de'ike isel misa. A third pshat that that the Issa, Eishes Ish, is more chomo than an Issa Lav. So maybe it could be Issa Lav Yenat Chayish. Issa Eishes Ish, Issa Koresh Yoach Chayish. So I had a kasha on this pshat. Then that's me, Rabbi Kevegan, Guyin Ashas, and Yevomis, means to be ma'ira this kasha. The Gemara in Yevomis, Tavkuf Yotesom and Aleph, brings down two halachas, one after the other. Halacha number one, is you have here, Aisha, that she didn't have any children, and her husband and a tzore of hers went to Medina Sayon. And now we find that her husband dies. So the shaila is, can we be miyabma? The brother is here. Can we be miyabma? So the Gemara, as the Mishnah says, you can't be miyabma. Maybe the tzore became uberes. Who knows what happened in Medina Sayon? Maybe the tzore is muberes, and maybe there's the husband left over a son. So Mamela, that's the first halacha. If the Michaich, maybe the tzore became muberes. Then right afterwards, it says another case. It says that Anisha, her husband, and her Shvigir and Shver went to Medina Sayon. And they found out that there was no brothers. They found out that the husband died, so she's allowed to get married. No brothers. Like the Gemara, maybe the Shvigir became, so the Mishnah says, it's good. Like the Gemara, maybe the Shvigir became Uberes. Some of the Maiser. Mamish, one case after the other. If the Shvigir became Uberes, we don't know what happened to Medina Sayon. We have no communication with Medina Sayon. They were there for 10 years, and then the husband died. So maybe the Shvigir became Uberes, and there was a brother that was born. So how's she allowed to get married? When it comes to the Tzore, you ask her, and you can't be Miyabma. Maybe the Tzore became Uberes. And here, when it comes to the Shvigir, maybe the Shvigir became Uberes. So the Gemara says, Omar Rav Nachman, Omar Rabba Barabue, Reisha di Issa Kores, Chashoshu, Seifa di Issa Lav, Lei Chashoshu. He says, what the Shaila is. The first, I don't know what happened. So, in the Reisha, if the Tzorah became Oberes, so there's an Issa Isha Sach, if it'll be Miyabma. No, so, we don't know, but we have to be chayish. Maybe we're playing around with an Issa Kores, Eishesach. So therefore, we're chayish. Maybe the tzore became more beres, and then there's no mitzvah of Yibur. The safe, and what will be if the shvigir became more beres and had a child? So she's a Yivam Lashuk. There was no brothers. There's no children and no brothers. So now we're afraid maybe a brother was born. And what'll be if a brother's born? So it's only a chai v'lav. No. Chai v'lav. You don't have to be chai. Omar Rabbi Barabue. Yeah, Omar Rabbi Barabue, that's the most reish di sekos chashoshu. Sefer di salav loy chashoshu. Omar Rove. Mikdei hodi reise, hodi reise, mali yise koris, mali yise lav. He said, yes, well, I understand. We're speaking about the reise. This is the reform movement over here. Well, this is only a lav, only a lav. Shemi shemaim. I mean, if you're chayish for Yibu, so we have to be chayish. Mali yise, it's the reise, mali yise koris, mali yise lav. So, l'chayre, this is an often a Gemara, not like this pshat that Tosfos says. Rabbi Kevege, Gilyan Asher, says over here, Ayin Kedushin, Taf Tosfos, Taf Yud Beis, Amad Beis. L'chayre, that's what it means to be Moira, the whole, I mean, Tosfos brings down the pshat over here, that, oh, that's the Chilik. Yechayish, by Nisakoresh, Yenad Chayish, by Nisalav. Okay. V'yesh mefoshim, im ikalno b'shvuyim b'shum d'lek alis alav, d'zayne, neko b'yishish diki samisa, v'loy nehir. So Tosfos does not like this pshat. And the Tosfos says, I'm moving the kecheshman over here. Shrei ha-shvuyah nami pomim diki isamisa. Who told you shvuyah is only alav? A shvuyah can, the shvuyah can be an isamisa also. Im hu koyin. What happens if he's a koyin is going to marry her? There's a koyin that she's a shvuyah. And we're assuming now, let's forget, but the other malachim, well, a shvuyah does not mean zayinah. But let's forget it. We're going to a new malach. Let's say shvuyah means zayinah. So there's a koyin that she's a zayinah. So you don't want to be chayish for this girl that she's a zayinah because it's only an issa lav. But Tosfos, listen, if she's a zayinah, well, but nami pame issa misa im hu koyin. V'yesh loy ben mimeno. He's a koyin. We'll have a child. Shehu cholo. So the child is a cholo because she's a zayinah. V'yavad avoydim im izbeich b'shabes. And he'll do avoydim shabes. V'zay yeshchiv b'issa. Says a chiyuv mitzvah. Why are you saying that this only is a lav? I mean, if she's a zayne, can develop into a chiyuv mitzvah. So the Rishash is ma'irah here akasha. The Rishash says, the Gemara says later in Kedushin, the Gemara Malkis, the Gemara says, Baruch Hashem Cheloi, we learn that from a pasuk, afilu chalolim shaboy, if a koyin does the avodah, and he is machalol davoide mitzvahs kohune, but a koyin does davoide and he didn't know he really was a cholol, so it's a kosher avoide. Let's say a rare case that ignorance is bliss. We didn't know that he was a cholol, so lemaise, so the din is he's not machalol davoide. Baruch Hashem chayle efilah chalolim shabay. So he says, so why is there chiyuv misa? It's a kosher avoide. The Rishash wants to say, he has a mechudish tike Rashi in Yevomis, which is a big pilpul. If there is such a Rashi, if Rashi means that. Rashi in Yevomis says that the halach is shchit ksheira bezor. Shchit is not an avoider. So a zor can make shchit on any korban. Even a korban tzibur. Shchit. Avoiders start. So he has a Rashi in Yevomis that Rashi says that if a Zor will shecht in Shabbos a Korban, he's Chayv Misa. Even though the Shechit is kosher, there's no Shaila about it. The Shechit is kosher, but he's Chayv Misa. What is the lumdis? Could be the lumdis is that they say from Rabbi Reuven that not the kashrus hakolben, the mitzvah hamutala kakafta the gavra is deiche Shabbos. That the kabonis is deiche Shabbos. The mitzvah, there's a mitzvah on the kahanim to do the avodan. That's deiche Shabbos. And the Zohar, there's no mitzvah to do this. It's kosher for shechta kolben tzibur. It's kosher, but there's no mitzvah in him. So memeila, there's no din chiyas iza machalo Shabbos. So memeila, a cholol is worse than a Zohar in shechita. Let's say a cholol will make a ktor in Shabbos. I mean, if he'd ask a shayla, let's forget about Shabbos. Let's talk about b'chol. So a Zohar asks a Shaila B'chol, are you allowed to make, am I allowed to make Shchita? No problem whatsoever. Shchita K'sheira B'zohar. If a person knows that he's a Cholo, and they ask him, am I allowed to make Haktore? Chas V'sholem, you're a Cholo. If we wouldn't know, look at this, a Psarambam Shit, Chatzul Zichon allowed to do it. No Shaila whatsoever. So he's not allowed to do it. So he's not allowed to do it, so Zichon no Dichui of Chilo Shabbos. That is what the Rishash wants to say. Okay, the Dvar Avraham wants to say this. The Dvar Avraham also wants to say this. He says, "Klo, because there's no heter." The Divya Yecheskel wants to say that Afilu will say not like Rashi, and we could assume that by Azor it could be Shitak Sheri Bezor, so the mitzvah to be Makir, the Korban, Tzibor, and Shabbos is Mutulan, anyone who can make that Korban, so it could be Shrita, not like Rashi. There's a mitzvah on anyone who can be Makriv the Korban to make it on Shabbos. So it could be if he don't say like Rashi, so Azor will shecht on Shabbos, so he's not called a Bachal of Shabbos, he's Mekayim the mitzvah of Shchita, and he's kosher to do Shchita. But Achol ol the Zichino mitzvah on him to make Aktore. So therefore, if he made Aktore on Shabbos, even though it's kosher, Baruch Hashem Chela is only a din in the Kashrus HaKol. But there's no mitzvah on him to do it. So there's no mitzvah, there's no din tchiyah. There's an interesting haflo. The haflo in Ksubis wants to say that he also has this problem. He has a problem. If Baruch Hashem Chela, it's a kosher avodah, and so he understood it's a kosher avodah, so the avodah, not the private mitzvah that is on me, the korban, it's Toich Shabbos, it's a kosher korban. So, where will there be Chilul Shabbos? So the floor wants to say Pshat and Tosfos as follows. The floor wants to say that it's speaking about, there's missing a few words in Tosfos, speaking about that this ben of the Shvuya was a Kohen Gadol, number one. Number two, he did the Avodah on Yom Kippur, Shechal Yos B'Shabbos. Right? Kind of, the way this created us. So the Aflo says as follows. He brings a Gemara that if a Kohen does the Avodah in Yom HaKippurim, a real Kohen, a kosher Kohen, is that a Kohen Gadol? Yom Kippur, it's the Avodah is a Kohen Gadol, a Kohen that you can do. So a Kohen will be Mechalo the Avodah. Because he ain't kunik daila. The holding of Baruch Hashem Cheloi is, if I need a Kohen, so even though he's a Cholol, he still has a din Kohen. But a Yom Kippur, you need a Kohen Gadol. If he's a Cholol, he's not a Kohen Gadol. That's for sure. So the Avodah is Mechulelis. That's what the Haflo wants to say, and that's Pshat and Tosfos. He says, so we're avoiding this kash of Baruch Hashem Chela, speaking about a Kohen Gadol, Yom Kippurim, that even an avoidus Kohen is also mechalo d'avoid, if he's not a Kohen Gadol. And one more mahalach, according to this haflah, the Divya Yecheskel wants to say as follows. The Divya Yecheskel wants to say that if we'll say he's a Kohen Gadol, he's really a cholo. So the Aflo says a Kohen is also machalal davoid in Yom Kippur. So Mamela, so davoid is if machal. He says, Dal that cheshbin. He did davoid. The Kohen Gadol did davoid. Fine. Let's say he's. But he. It, the avoid is. He's not a Kohen Gadol. So it's Yitub begodim. He's wearing too many begodim. He can't. It's yitta begodim what he's doing. So memela yitta begodim passes the avoda. So memela when he did the avoda, there was already an apostle of korban already, because it was done by yitta begodim. Since he's not a kohen gadol, so later when he makes the aktor, he's making the aktor of apostle of korban. The korban became apostle because of yitta begodim. That's what Divya Yecheskel wants to say. Al Kaponim, let's go further. Zokta Gemara Vaita, Ahu Gavre the Agdish Bishutisa. Zokta Gemara Vaita, Sholcha, no, Ahu Gavre the Agdish Bishutisa, the Ase Bishuke. There was a Maise that someone was Mekadish and Isha Bishutisa da'asa, b'shevet bad shel hadas. He says, a bundle of hadasim. Or maybe it's one, b'shutisa da'asa, maybe one bad of hadas, a basic cloth. He was Makavisha with a hadas. Maybe one branch of a hadas. Bad shel hadas. Bishuke, and this was Bishuk. So we'll see there are two problems over here. One problem, it's not worth a Sheva Pute. The second problem is, it was Bishuk. Shalcha Ravacha Bahunek Lakami de Rav Yosef Ki Agav Namai. So what do we do now? What? Shalach Lei Nogdei Kerav. First one, you have to give him Akis Mardus. Ve'itzterech Gitei Kishmu. And they need a get, we're chayish for Shmu. She need a get, like Shmu. Let's see what Rashi says. So Rashi, not the Kerav, Mishum Pritzuse, the Kodesh Bishuke, the Sapritzus in the street. It's, so Rav gave Makas Maldis for such a thing. But Srich a get, in Bosel, no Selach, Kishmu, the Machashini Shema Shava Pruta Bemoda. Vachai Shema Pruta Bemoda, Rav Mangit, Mishum Pritzuse. Now I'd like to mention a ha'ore that the Reimi Sadez Meire, who was the Pesach over here? Rav Yosef. We asked Rav Yosef the Shaila. Rav Yosef said, Hashimen Shema Shava Pruta B'moda. We heard on the Zayin Amid Beis, two Lashainis in Rav Yosef. Ahu gavre da agdish b'shiroi, someone's makadish with silk. Rabba omar lo tzrichi shume, Rav Yosef omar tzrichi shume. In the second Lashon, ike da amri, that's in the final based in the last line, b'chol du nami pligi, there's a machloikas between Rabba and Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef Amar Shove Kesef Areyu Ke Kesef. When you Mekadosh with Shove Kesef, it has to be like Kesef. Ma Kesef De Kitz Av Shove Kesef Nami De Kayetz. So Memele, there's a the second Lashon of Rav Yosef holds that there's a halacha Shove Kesef is only good for Kedushin if when B'shas the Kedushin there's a price tag on it. I know how much it's worth. If I don't know how much it can be worth, whatever it is, it doesn't matter. It has to have this characteristic of kesef, my kesef, the kids, of shove kesef, the kids. You have to know how much it's worth. And if you don't know how much it's worth, it's possible a kedusha. That's the second lashon of Rabbi Yosef. Like the Malay may saw the, so Rabbi Yosef, of all people, how could he hold like Shmuel? That means, you mekadesh b'shetise da'ase, it's worth less than a shove putra. It's no shayla. Maybe in Modai it's worth a Sheva Pute. But you need kids. You need a price tag. So Mamela, that's the Moray Mesodis Kashi. So he says, Yaakid Rabbi Yosef, who holds you need kids, how can he hold like Shmuel, Shema Sheva Pute, be Modai? As if at the Moray Mesodis. And for the Moray Mesodis, here's a price tag on this. I mean, you go to Modai, you'll see. I mean, in all stores, Hadassim, Cherem, $1, Hodas, in Modai, it's kids. It's a dover kids. I mean, if we hold, you don't go Bosom Bekoimi Vishaiti, there's another Modai. So this, here it's Hamas are worthless. In Modai, it's worth a Pute. So in Modai, it's kids. As I am for the Marei Mesodah. I just wanted to stay a shtickle ha'oreh. We had yesterday mentioned the Ran and the Stipler's bill explanation on the Ran. The Ran wants to say that Shmuel is a deraisa. If it's Shava put the money, it's a deraisa. He also wants to take care of the Aloch of Eilach Olam Vakayme Vishatay, which bothers him. So, the way this type looks, play pshat in the Ran, that there's two inyan. There's one inyan, there's a din there's a din, a shame kesef. After the shame kesef, you don't need mekayme v'shaita. It's called money someplace that has a shame on. There's another din, there's a din shiur. It has to be worth a puta, that's a din shiurim. In shiur, it works with ledidi shavali. It's big maladi shavali, so mamela. So I'm yotze the shiur with ledidi shavali. So you have to know if ledidi shavali can give it a shame kit. That means that, the didi shavali is mainly so because I'll get in lomdis in hilchis shir. It's called it has the shir. It's called you got a pruta because you spend a pruta for it. So it's called you received a shir pruta. But if there's a loch in the heftze, that has to be a dover kitz. Good in modai it's but the din shir you have to look over here. So you have to know if the teretz of the Moivis Sada will help according to this Mahalach and Daran. Okay, later, Bossy. Anyway, let's go a little further. Now the Gemara is going to say a whole thing, a whole bunch of kanois of Rav. The Rav mangid al the Mekadosh Beshuke versus Mekadosh Beshuke. He gave Makas Mardis. Valdem Mekadosh Bebiye, Valdem Mekadosh Beloy Shiduchi, Valdem Avatul Gita, Valdem Osor Meido Agite, Valdem Mitzayr Shlucha Darabonon, Valdem Chol Shamti Lavi Tloisin Tloisin Yomin. If a person had a Cherem on himself for 30 days and didn't do anything about it, you put me a Cherem. Okay, I don't care. So then after 30 days, he wanted Shafilullah, so then he gave Makis Maldus already. If you didn't do anything to take off the Chayim. Let's stop over here a minute. Let's see some of these in Yonim that Rav gave Makis Maldus. Zogt Rashi, Va'al de Mavatul Gita. Zogt Rashi, Asheloyach get l'ishtoi. Someone sent a get into his wife. Someone sent a get l'ishtoi, and he met the shliach. It's bottle. That's what he did. So now, because of this, he did such a thing. So Rav Mangit, oh, you mevatel the get, we'll give you a clap for this. He gave him Makis Maldus. Now, what did he do wrong? Dilme loyodi lay inchi de botle kaidem sheyove liyoda. Maybe no one will know about it. Vishema yitnena shliach la acher shebitloi vitinosaba. Maybe the shliach is going to give it to her. And no one knows about it and she's going to get married. So that's why we gave him clap. Now, we'll come back to this chash. Let us just see Taisvis. Baal de mevatel gitte, perisha kuntris, kena shelech get lishte, vigia bishlich. Vomele getsh in a satilach botelu. Bikale meiche, shema yitnene lo shlich lache shabitle, vitinose bai. Nis ne gibbe, vloi me hire, de ein svore loima, she yitain lo shlich, kiven shu meich bai. He's gonna go, the shlich is gonna give up, he goes over to the shlich and tells him mevatel the get, And the shliach will give it over. Daughter bereshias kina shem shemayim. We're talking about in the Ritva is myself. The Ritva says, if the shliach is a sheikis, that we should clap. If you want to hit somebody, beat up the shliach, not me. Because what should I told him? Don't you? I told him I'm about to get. That's Taisvus Kasha and Rashi. So I want to say pshat and Rashi. That Rashi l'shitosei. The Gemara in the beginning of Asheleach is medayik from the Mishnah, very interesting diyuk. Asheleach get l'ishtoi v'igiya b'shliach. V'amaloi get sh'nasati loch botul hu arei ze botul. So the Gemara says the Mishnah is tangas amir de kechidish. Know what higiyah b'shliach means? Higiyah b'shliach, it doesn't say higiyoi. Higiyah b'shliach. God, the shliach God, got stalled for 2 weeks somehow. Sent to get the, and now he finds himself in Pathmark, the shliach, and the husband God also was going for a different reason. He also was in Pathmark. He sees the shliach. Ashkoche protest, you know, the get I gave you, I'm about to. Right? So the Gemara says, so the Mishnah says it's bottle. So the Gemara says, the Mishnah tongue is a medic achidish. Have a minute, the tzuri come achav. He doesn't want to be mevatel to get. If he really wanted to be mevatel to get, so he's saying mechan ashgoche and the psazay, they'll be in Pathmark, they'll meet him. If he wanted to be mevatel to get, he'd do something to catch the shliach. This was Higir. He met him casually, he met him and he taps him on the shoulder, says, you know, I'm about to forget I gave you. That's very fluky. So, hava mina de lukitsuri komachav. He doesn't mean what he's saying. He means, how he says in Balta, it doesn't mean I'm about to forget. The tsuri komachav, and he once let her suffer a little more. She thinks the shliach is the get now, it's good. For a few months, don't give it to her. I don't mean I'm a vato. I want her to sweat for a few months to say a few more kapitlach tillum till she'll get the get. That's what I want. So Mamela, so I would think that it's good if he gave over the get, because only the tzuri kamacham. Kamash malon, no. But don't make all these assumptions. He said it, he meant it, I wouldn't tell. But let's go back 1 minute. What if we take letzuri kamachavim? If I would assume letzuri kamachavim, and the circumstances really looks like letzuri kamachavim, because they just met him casually and he tells them I'm about to get, it seems letzuri kamachavim. In fact, the Rashba of Rashi, but letzuri kamachavim, but he doesn't want that she give it over. That's for sure. He'll give it over in 2 months, but he doesn't want to give it over now. So it's ichano get. So what's the whole chiddush? As if it's the Rashi. So the Divi Yecheskel says a beautiful pshat in Rashi. So the Divi Yecheskel says pshat in Rashi as follows. He says that Rashi shita is like the tool. The tool shita is that if a person makes a shliach to give a get, and he becomes a shaita, so in that teire, the shliach can give over the get, and it's a kosher get minatayr. The rabbon they ask minatayr it's a kosher get. So the achrenim of what's pshat in the tour, the ptais, that the tour holds that the getter of shliches is, I gave, when I made you a shliach, I empower you, what I was able to do, now it's in your hands. You're the balabos. You don't need my das anymore. You're the balabos. That's the get of shliches. You have the power to do what I can do. Shluchish lodim kemais. So finished. So therefore, the two holds. If the mashalach became a shaita, let him become a shaita. It doesn't matter. I don't need the das of the mashalach. The mashalach isn't making the gerish, and the shliach is making the gerish. The shliach with his das can make gerish. That's the Shita Satur. Zuk the Divrei Cheskel. So let's go one step further. If the Mishalach will come over to the Shliach and tell the Shliach as follows. You're my Shliach, but I don't want you to give over the get. I don't want you to give the get. So the Shliach will tell the Mishalach, Entschuldigt. I don't need your Haskome. I don't need your Das. Just like if you would be a Shaita, it wouldn't in any way alter my Koyach to make a get. So you don't want to give, it also doesn't alter my koyach. If you'll be mevatel the shliach is, no, I'm a shliach. But kozman, I'm a shliach, I do what I want to do. This is going to be a chesko. So memele, so the havamin of the Gemara was that since this whole thing was letzure komacham, so memele, so he, that what he said, he doesn't mean. Look how the circumstances came about. So it doesn't mean he wanted mevatel to get. What does he mean? He means, let us suffer a little bit. Let us suffer a few months. That's what it means, I'm mevatel to get. In other words, don't give it over yet. So memele, if that's what he means, the shliach can give it over. If tach nishmitansim with your mishigasim, kol man ha-mishlich, ha-mishlich. The Kamash Malon of the Mishnah is no. He said, he's Mavatl, you have to take it face value. I have a Kasha, why didn't he run after me? A good Kasha. I have to take face value. But this is a Shaklov, this is a Chiddush of a Mishnah. The Shliach, doesn't have to be such a big Lamdan to know the Chiddush of the Mishnah. The Shliach could be a Mitzvah Lamdan. He could be like the Havamin of the Gemara. He could be Mechav Davin the Gemara. So Memele, the Shliach, so the Shliach is Chas V'Sholom, not Otto B'Shi Yaskinon. That means he verkehrt. He sees what's V'Achev G'man, the Meshalach. He reads it black and white. You say you mevatel the get because you bet me now on Pathmark, so you mevatel the get. Tell it to the Marines. I know what you're up to. You want her to suffer. Fine, I hear what you said. Very good. A guten Tag. I'll give her the get. This is the biggest mitzvah. Mevatel on a gune. But is that a Rosh? Is that tzaddik? So therefore, Rav Mangid at the Baal. Listen, if you want to be mevatel the get, don't do it in such a way that the shliach should have an impression that you don't mean to be mevatel the get. It's your fault. You're the culprit, not the shliach. The shliach is a tzaddik in Sayyidayla. He wants to be matzel to the wife. He thinks you don't mean what you said. So that's pshat in Rashi. Rashi l'shitose. That's why Rashi is moiridik meduyik. Rashi says a whole scenario. Rashi says, Hashileach get le'ishtai v'higia b'shliach. Rashi says, I mean, that's this diyik the Gemara in Hashileach says. Could be Taisvis. It's chaylik on Taisvis, like the Rashbe, that if he doesn't want to give over, he also can't give over, so. So that's why Taisa says, oh, why did the shliach have to give over? L'chein nirali. So therefore, Taisa says another pshat. L'chein nirali kedam mahasam. B'rishayna yo'ed, the reason why if a person, not he was mavatl b'fnei ha-shliach. L'chein nirali kedam lina mahasam. B'rishayna yo'ed se bezn mavatl b'fneim. They used to make a bezn. He's mavatl b'fneim. Yisken gamli ushla yo'isen kain. You're not allowed to do that. You have to be mevatel b'fnei shliach, not b'fnei bezn. Ach pligi yehosam diko madyomam bitloi mevutel. There's one madyomah that says, good, Rav Shimon Gamliel said, you're not allowed to be mevatel. What if he was mevatel? So one madyomah said, bitloi mevutel, but the evidence is mevutel. So according to that madyomah, kumtem zichiklep. Because you are mevatel it, bezin said you weren't allowed to do it. This is a shekelche kilku. You mevatel from the bezin, no one's going to know about it. And so it comes to zichiklat. Well, the day nicheshreish is only a dasha bitla, but he knows it. Afilu laman di yom ahosam in bitla yainim mevuto, mikomok marei moitzi laz ala get. Okay, but you're going to make tzoris already. No one's going to marry you. You are mevatel from the bezin, so now someone wants to marry, so really the bittle doesn't help, because bittle ain't a mevuto, but it's ikha Allah's on the get. That is why Rav was mangid.